Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started.
And we are live. Welcome everyone to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, and today we have with us Jodi Sugar, and she is a photographer, probably the best one in Tzfat, or maybe in all of Israel. She's also has a calendar that she comes out with every year and a workshop that you're going to hear about. And really, I want her to come on today because she is a graduate of my mastermind. And I think it's really important for you guys to hear a little bit of the process that we went through. So Jodi, introduce yourself and then tell us a little bit about it.
Hi, I'm Jodi Sugar. I live in Tzfat for about 12 years. We have it simmer. I'm a photographer and I run a workshop in Tzfat using calendars. I make a calendar every year. And during Corona, I came up with this idea to create a workshop, feel like a Tzfat artist, and using my old calendars and creating art with it.
That's super cool. What is the workshop called?
Tzfat Workshops, T-Z-F-A-T, workshops with an S at the end, .com.
Very cool. Okay, so let's get into a little bit of the mastermind that you just graduated, which is so cool. I am blown away by just all the things. So I want you to give us a little bit of a description. We'll start from the beginning. Where did you start? When did we meet and how did you find me? And where were you in your life at that time?
Well, we met about in the summer. A friend of mine came into a Torah class that we listened to and said, "Hey, there's this woman I know doing a marriage retreat. It's for a week, it's all online. And if you can't listen live, you can listen to the recordings and she's really amazing and it's free." So I said, "Okay, I'll check it out." So I started listening to you. I think I only came on live once or twice. And at the end, we had a 15-minute session. And within our 15-minute session, I think turned into 45 minutes. And you asked me what was happening in my life, you know, marriage-wise. And I felt like you really got me in 15 minutes. It was like you got to like a core issue and had me in tears. I was like, how did this woman get me so fast? I felt like we were soul sisters or something. And then you were talking about this program that you have. And I listened to you and I was like, it sounds really amazing. And as we talked like more and more over the 45 minutes, I was like, it sounds really interesting, the timing, I could do it, but it was way out of my budget range. And you worked with me and you called me back a few times and like, listen, what's your budget a month? What can you afford? And let's work out a payment plan. So we did that. And it's been absolutely amazing. One of the best decisions I made. And I feel like I got my money's worth. I feel like I probably made more money that got my money back. And it's amazing.
That feels so fun to say. Not only was the money, was it worth it in theory, but you made more money during the class. Like it actually freed you to be more, let's say, productive or focused.
Yeah, exactly. And focused. And
that's super awesome. So where are you now after the program? What do you see different in your life, in the way that you do things?
Well, I basically had two businesses I run. I'm a photographer for like 30 years and I do different kinds of photography. I charge more money now for my time that you help me to, you know, do that with confidence. And sometimes if they say, "Oh, I don't want to pay that," I'm just, it's like, okay, you're not going for it. I would like take anything. Like I would do something. 200 shekels is better than like no shekels. I live in Tzfat, so sometimes we take what we can get. And now if people say I can't afford that, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. And I definitely raised my prices from way more than 200 shekel. That was some, that's a once in a while thing. And I make a calendar that was in flow. And the workshop wasn't so in flow. And you helped me to fine tune that through some of our sessions. We get one-on-one sessions, which is amazing. One time we did a session outdoors in Sfat as I was walking around trying to avoid all the tourists coming around. And we, in 1 hour, you like basically branded what I was doing. And you're like, well, let's go deeper. And I would answer that question, but let's go deeper. I'm like, I don't want to go deeper. Like, I can't do this. You're like, just let's keep going. And you would, you'd help me come up with like a one-liner that I could put on my website and get it going and more focused. And just now I'm starting to put that out a lot. I'm busy with Art Simmer that we run, and the summer is very busy, but I want to get people that are coming to Sfat to do my workshop. Another major thing was you do meditations every week. And so one of the things holding me back, I'm extremely creative, and was my inability to focus on one thing and stick to one thing. And a lot of it, I came down to one of the meditations that came to me that it was organization. So you helped me to join Rebecca Saltzman's Balagan Be Gone program, which has been amazing. And I join, I do like 9 hours a month. And that's been just like, it's gonna get done. Rebecca's very gentle. She's like, progress, not perfection. And are just helping me to focus and not get overwhelmed by all my different ideas. Also, I had a tendency to go, well, maybe I'll start this project and come up with like a different idea every week that I was going to do. It was getting ridiculous. So from the beginning of all those like ideas floating in my head, like the two major things, my photography and the Simmer. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to do the Sfat workshop, and you helped me to really hone in on that. And I'm like, tell people I have three businesses and that's it. And that's the, you know, from the beginning, 9 months later, I feel like we had a baby over the 9 months. And that's my new baby, workshops.
Yeah. Who is the workshops best for? Like, who is the ideal client?
I did most recently, like just the other day, I did the parents took a tour with my husband and the three kids stayed and meet with me. And we did a workshop with their 8-year-old, 13-year-old, and 15-year-old. I've done families from, I've done people came up like two families, a brother and a sister, and they had like 16 people. I did them in my house. And everyone did something. And the mother was like, wow, I couldn't believe my son like actually sat through this. And everyone made a different creation. Everyone comes out with something completely unique. I learn from my students. I've always heard teachers learn more from the students than we give to them. I didn't quite understand how that works, but I just love watching their creativity and their flow. And just the other day, I had this girl make a chamsa and did this like geometric design. I'm like, you're really into geometry. And she took like the full 2 hours. And it can be anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. I've done seminaries. I did, in the beginning, I did families, like up to 8 people. And one day someone called me and I go, I have 50 deaf Israelis. And my first instinct was like, my Hebrew's not good enough and they're deaf and I don't have supplies for people. This is before I met you. And I said, yes. And I'm like, they got me an interpreter. I went out and bought another 40, 50 supplies of scissors and glue sticks and pencils and everything. And I did it. A couple came up for their, I think their 25th wedding anniversary, maybe more even. And they took 3 hours and they made really cool creations. So it's good from anyone from like 2 people to 50 people.
That's amazing. That's super amazing. And by the way, you guys, during the workshop, you create a collage type of, you know, art creativity thing, but it's also deeper. So Jody is an amazing, amazing student. She joined the program 9 months ago, the mastermind. Let's talk a little bit about the mastermind, what you expected, what you didn't expect, what your thoughts were, and how the whole process went. What did you take out of it?
I can tell you what I got out of it. I didn't have so many expectations going in. Okay, so I love that every week was a different focus. It was about myself. It was about my relationship with God. Sometimes I, you know, don't always bring God into the picture. If something doesn't work or someone doesn't want to pay or something isn't working right, I'm like, maybe I should change my prices or all these different things. And you'd be like, if God wants you to have this client, you're going to have that client. And then it was focusing, of course, on the business. And then we just had to go into ourself, really. We have all the answers within ourself. And when we did the meditation, we would come to our inner self to get deeper and clearer of what we're doing and our focus, what we're working on. And then there was.
Yeah, I just want to clarify for anybody who isn't clear. When we say meditation or my meditation library or in the sessions we do a meditation, it's more like a guided visualization. I get you into a meditative state and then we sort of go through a process. Like we walk around or we meet someone or we, you know, get into an elevator, whatever it is that we're doing, you're being guided. So you don't have to make it up yourself or sit still forever, but you sort of just, you know, trying to follow along and just trust that, you know, I've got you. How was that for you? That whole experience of going into guided meditation?
It was really amazing. I'm not someone that sits still long enough to meditate. So I liked it. It wasn't like too long and you guided us and we could ask questions if we had to in the middle. And then afterwards you would have us journal about it. And that was really interesting. And I like that. And we were writing things down as we were doing it. So it's like interactive. And then we would listen to other people's processes. So what I liked about doing in a group is that I would learn just as much from them as I would learn from you. And also when you're doing in a group, you're like, oh, you also have this issue. Like maybe you're insecure about what you're putting out there, or your pricing. Just, I keep talking about pricing, but all these different kinds of issues, and they're similar for a lot of us, which is why you do it in the group. I found that really, really valuable.
Yeah. I think for most people, one of the biggest takeaways was becoming whole with themselves, with who they are, and this, I should be this way, or I need to be this way, sort of went away and it became more like inner peace. Did you find that also, that you were, instead of fighting your nature, you were more
right? Welcoming? Well, one of my favorite exercises was the Sparky type thing you did. So we answered a lot of questions and we came up with our type, and then we came up with like who our essence is, and then we came up like a second to that essence, like say you have a major in college and then you had like the minor and then you had the anti-type. And I was like, oh, like I'm totally creative. And then I forget what the second one was. And then the anti-type was like paperwork and busy work and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, and then you're like, just keep doing what your major type is. And I love creating. And I can also cold call anybody. Like I'm a salesperson also. And the anti-type is like the paperwork. And she's just like, outsource the things that you don't like to do and focus on the talents that God gave you. And I thought that was just like the coolest advice. And there was also something I actually read on Facebook called Eat Your Frog. So it was a woman that was also similar to me that hated doing paperwork and talked about like how her house was messy all day and just wasn't getting clean and how come it wasn't getting done. And she introduced this concept called Eat Your Frog. And the frog, it means like take on the task that's the hardest thing for you and do it first. And then afterwards, like you'll feel so accomplished and the rest of the day, you will just accomplish way more. So my anti-type was the paperwork and my frog was the paperwork. And sometimes I would go, I have a list of all these things to do. I would rather like clean my house. I would do anything more than doing the paperwork. And I don't love cleaning my house either, but anything more than paperwork, I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do my taxes for my account. And I'm going to do all these different things that I didn't like to do. And it felt so good. And I was like, now I feel so much more energy to create. And that was like really super cool, those two things together.
Yeah, that's really, and it's been so much fun to watch you completely change, because in the beginning, you were so weighed down with how broken you were. Like, I'm not supposed to be this way, and I'm supposed to do these things, and the responsible thing is, and da da da. Like, there was so much weight, and it just sort of like dissipated when you came alive. You've just been, you know, such a pleasure to hear. Like, I ate 3 frogs today, and I got this done, and I've been, you know, focusing and getting more clients, and there's like just so much fun going on because there's not that much pressure.
Yeah. Also, when we did one of the, I don't know if it's the Millionaire Me podcast, but we also focus on our priorities. And thank God I'm softer now. Just say goodbye to my grandkids after being here for the Shabbos. And that is a major priority for me. So I want to like lighten my load, and I'm willing to pay more cleaning people and to do other things so that I can free myself up. So when they're here, then I'm really going to be available. And you encourage me, like my daughter, God willing, is coming from America with 2 babies this week. And you're like, we got to get everything lined up for the summer so you can enjoy them, because that's one of your priorities. And so like you have other people helping you clean and simmer, and like your photography is like in flow, and like for 5 weeks I can focus on like still doing my work but also enjoying my grandkids, which is like top priority for me.
Yeah, my kids. You totally got into a flow, which is so fun. So fun, you guys. I have so much nafas from just watching people come alive, and the bulk of it is, I think, towards the beginning when we started seeing like the shedding of all the things that were weighing us down. And it was across the board. Everybody was experiencing it. And then, you know, you just start seeing these great ideas, and like your workshop came up after you like started breathing, you know, and like, oh, I can do this thing. And I'm so excited about it. And I have this book, and I have this thing, and it's about the names. And it's about, I was starting to tell them while you got your internet issues, that it's deeper than just doing art. This is an actual experience that goes deep inside and, you know, connects you to your name, to your heritage, to Tzfat, to, you know, Israel in general. There's something so special.
Yeah, it's in the land of Israel. I'm a huge Zionist, made Aliyah twice in 92 and again in 2011. And a lot of people end up doing their names over time, like the workshop developed. I was doing it for free with my friends, and I was seeing what people did. And most people do their names, although now they're starting to like take my calendar and create things. Somebody made like a potted plant, and somebody made like a tree using their hand, and a kid made the Beis HaMikdash with it and took pictures of the Kotel and put it into his creation with the Beis HaMikdash. The mom was like, oh my God, my son, I didn't think he could do something like that. I think he was like 10. And then, and so with the names, I wanted to be more spiritual, not just like writing your name. I wanted to know like, what's the meaning of your name? Cause I think that's really deep in our essence, even though my Hebrew name is Gabriella Panina, it's a bit of a mouthful. And Jody's just sort of more comfortable for me, but I tell Israelis my Hebrew name. But I want people to know their name. And then I also find out when they're born. If the group is small enough, I can't do it for 50 people, but like families I can do it for. I find out their birth month, and I tell them like how your name is connected to a letter and connected to a tribe and connected to a place in Eretz Yisrael and what you're supposed to work on. And I want them to like feel like when they're born is like that's Jewish astrology to me. So it's like connecting all these personal things with the land, and that they'll know, hey, like this girl just the other day, the one that made the geometric design, her tribe, her birth month is connected to, I think it's Shvat, is connected to Asher, and Asher's on the ocean. And she wants to move to Florida. Her family's from Denver. She wants to move to Florida. And I said, this totally jives with your birth month because Asher is right on the ocean. It's on the Mediterranean. So I thought that was like really cool. Like her husband's like connected to the land.
And you sent me the pictures, and it's just incredible to watch these, you know, teenagers focusing and having so much fun doing something that isn't just, you know, like, oh, here, stay busy, be on your phone, like, you know, go to a babysitter. It's like, no, this is real deep work, and it feels really nice. It's really beautiful. Yeah. So beautiful. Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so what can you tell everyone about the mastermind that we haven't set so far? Because a lot of people are sitting there going, I know, I really want it. And maybe it's for me, maybe not. I'm not really sure. Like, how do I get myself to the next level? You know, how do they get out of this like noise of all these unsurenesses and just like get clarity?
Look, it's definitely an investment. It's an investment in yourself, in your future, your connection to God, your connection to your husband, like, and your business. It's not just like we wear many different hats. I remember during one of the marriage retreats, you were talking about all the different hats. And I'm like, oh my God, that's totally me. I mean, it's everyone really. Like, we're a mother and a daughter and a wife and a sister and a, now some people softest, and we're business people and all different things. We are all these different things, and we have to switch hats all the time, and we have to juggle things, and the world is like really moving quickly now, and it's a big juggle, and you help us through the meditation just to connect to ourself, and that the answers are within us. And sometimes you just have to it's definitely an investment that's worthwhile, and it will help you grow your business. And I definitely am making more money than I did. And you just have to keep going and trust yourself, and not trusting Batrain, but she really leads you on a very gentle path and a gentleness with yourself, and helps you find the confidence within yourself to get you where you're going to go. In fact, like if I had the money, I would just keep continuing. And you said to me, no, I want you to take the next 6 months to just implement all the things you learned and get a flow and get it going. And then like maybe in January, we'll talk about, you know, continuing with the mastermind and getting to the next level. And I was like, wow, like you're not even a hard salesman. You're like, no, I don't want you right now. Like keep going. I'm like, who is this woman? Like, who does that?
Yeah, you know, because thank God I see the amount of work that you've done. And the skills that you created, you know, I wouldn't say created, but strengthened skills of how to realign yourself, how to stabilize when things go wonky. So you're not thrown off as soon as something is weird or wrong. You know what to do. You know how to, you know, bring yourself back. And so I trust that you're going to be able to get through 6 months that will, you know, be like, what can I lean on? What can I, you know, look back at my notes on, or, you know, whatever, if you end up joining the meditation library, which is not just $9 a month, it's something that you could listen to and go through, you know, a 5-minute meditation, or, you know, a 7-minute guided thing of like just finding peace, or, you know, getting clarity, or whatever. Like they each say what they are with the little parentheses of how much time each one is. And some of them are, you know, 2-3 minutes long, and some of them are 40 minutes long. So you can pick which one you want. You have what it takes to just keep going in a flow. And so I'm really excited about that. And yeah, I am not a hard seller. I'm actually really soft and sweet about it. Like the reason why I like giving the, you know, 15 minute implementation calls or the 20 minute coaching calls that I'm giving now is because I want to help women who are on the fence find clarity. Because the worst thing in the world is to be in indecision. You know, it's like on the fence. Am I doing it or am I not? I want to do it. I'm not sure. I want to do it. And like you start obsessing over it. You start feeling all the feelings. You start just going crazy. And instead of, you know, the longer you stay there, the longer it's going to hurt. So instead of being in that mush, let's just get a decision. Like, let's get clarity. Are you in or are you out? And during those 20 minutes of coaching, and sometimes like with you, it went a little bit overtime. Sometimes I can't do that because they're back to back. But I give tools of what to do. Like if it's not right for you, I will suggest what yes to do, right? Because it's not all or nothing. It's sometimes it's just finding the right thing for you. And I have a lot of connections and I have a lot of ideas and we can just sort of find something. So it's really important not to stay in the indecision alone. Okay. Let me invite,
I also want to say also you brought other people. You told us about other podcasts, which was really helpful. So I clean my simmer a lot, just listening to a 20-minute podcast. Well, I just keep it, it makes the cleaning go very fast because a woman from Australia, I forget her name.
Denise
something. And then another one you told us about, and just all these different things. It's not, you don't just get Batrain, you get that. And then there's other things that you can also listen to help you along your path, and you share that.
One of the things I love is that we have also such a diverse group. Some women are young and just having like their first pregnancy or their first, you know, couple of kids or whatever. And then there was three women who were in their 60s, which was really fun, you know, because there is a different point of view and also different challenges that were coming up. Like you were saying, how do I take advantage of being in my life and enjoying my kids and my grandkids, right? And creating flow in order to do that is sometimes very different than just a single, you know, like not a single, but a newly married woman who's, you know, just trying to, still has her time, you know, still has everything that she can do whatever she wants. So it's very fun for me to have that diversity. And I think also it was really helpful to have each other in the same room so that everybody can learn. Yeah, I think one of the hardest things is the isolation when you think you're the only one.
Right. That really helped. Like I said that before, that just knowing we're all going through similar things. And even when you hear people that like really, you just think they have it all together and they're leading these groups or coaching, and you're like, oh, you also go through that? And, you know, it's common.
Yeah, I feel like one of the things that bothered me when I was part of a coaching program as a student was that the coach didn't share about her own struggles because she was meant to like be the one leading. So she wasn't opening up or whatever. And so there's a lot of times where I just wanted to know, like, how do you deal with this or what's going on? And so I've been very intentional about sharing my behind the scenes. And I feel like it also adds to the conversation and to the perspective.
Right. Even like balancing your baby that maybe was home and you had to run the group and you're like, you did that group and you so flowed with it and your baby, you're like nursing your baby and talking to us. And it didn't even feel like you had the baby there. It was amazing.
Oh, thank God. Thank God they're healthy and they go bye-bye. But when they're not, you know, it's thank God we can find flow in any situation. And that I think is something I try to model for everybody. So that's really fun. Okay. Thank you so much. I want to invite everybody who is listening to come join the mastermind. The next mastermind is actually 6 months long, and it's not limited to only women in business. It's also open to any woman who's married. The reason I'm doing this is because I found that I opened up 3 different masterminds. One was only marriage, one was marriage and business, one was advanced, you know, in business. And I ended up teaching pretty much in the same way and the same things to all 3 of them. And once I realized that, I'm like, why am I doing that? I am taking away from the community the ability to be amongst people who are all on the same level of consciousness or, you know, moving towards that, working in the right direction. And if we can just support each other, no matter where we are in the world, no matter what we're doing, we can really just change the world. Okay. So instead of keeping small groups, I am keeping this one small too, intentionally, so that we can have a lot of intimate time. But still, it's important for me to open it to everyone and see the interactions between everybody, how we can lean on each other. So far we have 2 women. One has a business who's advanced. The other, no, I'm saying we have 2 women who are continuing. One is advanced. One is starting her business. There's 1 new lady who does not have a business and is focusing on creating flow within her jobs and her home and all of that. And we have a couple of people who are still on the fence. So, you know, praying that they get clarity. If you haven't spoken to me yet, then let me know. Let me know what you're thinking. I answer all my emails and all my WhatsApps by myself. And if you send me a DM on Instagram at Connected For Real, that's probably where my assistant will answer. And we'll make sure to get you the link and schedule your call. And there's only, I think, 5 days left. So make sure you jump on that. Thank you so much, Jody. Any last words?
Yeah, I want to add one more thing. Besides the group coaching, we also, at least for our group, we did like, I don't know, 1 hour a month or something. Then we got private coaching, which was extremely helpful. And there was different kinds of issues I was going through each time I called you, and it was extremely helpful. It's like you're just like, wear all your hats, and you're like a coach and a therapist and a friend and everything all in one.
Yes. Yeah. So actually, yes, part of this mastermind does give also 3 one-on-ones, and you can use them at any time when you feel you need it. You just, you know, schedule it and it goes straight into my calendar. One of the coolest things about that is that you can really get an entire hour with me where you are focused. You get focused attention on your private issues without anybody else having to hear about them. So it feels really nice that there is a place for that. For me, it was really important to do, especially since I deal a lot with relationships. Sometimes it's not just husband. Sometimes it's mother. Sometimes it's mother-in-law. Sometimes it's, you know, daughters and in-laws, whatever. A lot of different relationships are going on where you don't want to necessarily share everything on a group. So this is a really important thing for me to offer. I feel like it's in alignment with my integrity. Like that's something that I think is very valuable. So thank you. Thank you for focusing on that. I mean, when you sign up, you don't only get the live calls, which by the way, is just 1 hour a week. So don't think it's going to take over. It's actually going to create more space. But also you get the one-on-ones and you get access to all the previous sessions. Don't worry though, all the previous sessions are edited so that there is no faces and the sounds are changed. So you also don't know who's speaking, which is super cool that you could do that, by the way. But anyway, you get pretty much a session to follow whenever you want. So you can go back and see previous sessions and just click on one that sounds like something you'd like to hear about and go through it. It probably will have a meditation or an activity or an exercise, and you'll hear the different things that came up during that session. So you have enough stuff there to keep you busy for a very long time if that's what you choose. But, you know, the goal isn't to keep you busy as much as it is to help you create certain.
And be productive.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, like, you know, to create the mindset flow of thinking differently, you know, like being able to lean on God, being able to use the muscles that you've practiced in real time, you know, when something actually goes down, you'll be like, yes, I know what to do. I'm doing it right. I feel so good. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Jody. I want everybody to know that Jody is awesome. If you want to work with her, go to the spotworkshops.com.
Go to jodysugar.com, J-O-D-I, sugar, thanks to my husband, sweet guy, .com.
Yes, sweet guy. I love it. And if you would like, connectedforreal.com or at connectedforreal on Facebook and Instagram, you can just DM me, PM me, or, you know, find me somehow and let's talk, because this is going to be one amazing mastermind. Thank you so much, hey. Jody.
Okay, bye, let go.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revitin Vatren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, you can be connected for real.